And a good Sunday morning to you. I'm Tom Weeble. In your backyard. Now, don't look out the back window. And that means that we'll deal with topics on this half hour affecting your life and your neighborhood. Now, I will tell you something personal before we get going today. I'm coming out of retirement for this 30-minute weekly program, where I will talk with a variety of local folks in casual conversation, and we'll include leaders that you'll recognize, but there'll be others who are involved in some noteworthy activities in our listening area. And by the way, feel free to comment. I can handle it. And supporting this half hour, I want to certainly mention Mosier Market in Raymond. That's the place for great foods, especially meat products. They have a butcher shop with five full-time meat cutters. We'll talk more of them as time goes on. But it's well worth a drive and tell them Tom sent you. Want to get that going real soon. So, again, Tom Weeble. I've got a background in broadcasting that would take half a day to talk about, probably. But it's a delight, really, to join you and to bring you topics each Sunday morning that I hope are of interest. So with that, I want to dedicate this program number one, all of it, to an event that happens once a year at this time and affects a lot of folks in this area and brings a whole lot of visitors. And that means that I'll be saying hello to Marie Woodford, and she's with the paper, the Marysville Journal Tribune, and this event centers at the Union County Airport, and I'll then go to say good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Tom?
Well, I'm so far so good. I'm getting back getting back into the business, as you might say, and
nice.
And if I stumble over something, excuse me for that. I do have able help here, too, that keep me going here. So, your title, you're with the paper, the Journal Tribune of Marysville, and you've been there quite a while. Is that right?
Yep, since 1990, 32 years.
Well, I won't push on what your plans are from now on, but I always admire folks who can stay in one place, unlike this guy. I've been all over the joint in the past years. Uh-huh. But
Well, you're a well-rounded man. So.
Thank you. That's a good way to pull it. Thank you. you are involved heavily and have been with this great event, which is known as the All Ohio Balloon Fest. That's the that's the name of it, and you're proud, I know, of your association with that over the years. And it's coming up this coming week. What are the dates?
August the 11th, Thursday, August the 11th, and Friday, August the 12th, and Saturday, August the 13th.
Now, many of our listeners, I'm sure, are aware of what goes on there. Number one, of course, you get to see a heck of a lot of these wonderful hot air balloons going up, coming down, and other things. So
all shapes and sizes.
And that is the main attraction. However, early on, I want to mention that this is a benefit, and it has been. And tell us about the beneficiaries of this event, Marie.
We're all volunteers to put this event on. Nobody gets paid. All the money goes toward the Avalon Theater here in Marysville and also the Hope Center. We donate money to them for helping us crew balloons.
Okay.
And so it's just a good event.
Do you recall how it all began?
Oh, golly.
Or what have you heard?
I wasn't involved when it first started, but Jack Scott and I believe John Feenstra came together to do a community event, and I believe that's how it started in 1975.
And this goes
for one of the longest running fests in the state state of or the whole country, actually.
Oh, no kidding. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And the paper's been involved almost from the get-go?
Well, in different various ways, you know, like when a paper got involved, it was through helping them market the Balloon Festival and get the word out. And then we took it the whole thing over about 7 or 8 years ago. And we do all the planning and get all the balloonists and the bands and all the events that happen.
Have you been up in a balloon?
I have been in a balloon. It's quite interesting. It's very, you know, calming and basically you think the world is moving below you, but you're actually floating above, you know, the land.
I understand. I know what you mean. And of course, the big thing is you're drifting with the wind, so there's no sense of anything being windy, right?
Correct. And it is, you know, it is a weather-related event because if the winds are too high, you cannot go up in a balloon. I mean, it doesn't have a steering wheel.
Right.
You know.
And that's the adventure of it. You don't quite know where you're going to wind up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Although the pilots are very, very well-trained and they can, you know, go up a little higher to catch a different wind speed or go lower, you know, so they know what they're doing.
And folks will have a chance to get up close and personal with these pilots, I believe, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a meet and greet with the pilots every night of the fest. So when you come to the front gate, there'll be a pilot tent, and it'll say, come meet the pilots, and you can have your photo taken with them, talk to them about ballooning. So that ought to be very, very good.
There's a daily flight, appointed flight time?
Yeah. The balloonists come into the airport about 5 o'clock and go to the pilot briefing tent. We'll talk to them a little bit. The FAA will be there because we have them on site because safety is first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll check wind speeds and some different things, and we'll brief everybody. They'll have a little snack, and then about 6 o'clock, somewhere in there, they launch. They go out on the runway, and they launch from there. It's quite a sight.
And folks can take part in those launches. Is that right?
What'd you say?
I'm sorry. We as spectators can help to launch the balloons?
Oh, if you're part of the crew. Mm-hmm. You know, we're always needing crew. Hopefully, you know, right now we have a sign-up genius that people can sign up to crew a balloon. We use about 50 people per night to crew balloons.
What is that? What's that involved doing? Folks might wonder, it's not anything.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, you help unpack the balloon and you hold the ropes until the pilot can get the, they have this big fan that inflates, that starts the inflation, and then they turn the burners on and finishes it up, and you just hold on until they're ready to drift away.
So when you arrive, you should, if you want to take part, you should, who should you report to?
Well, if you have to sign up through Sign Up Genius first, and then when you arrive, you just report to the front gate, and you'll be taken to the pilot tent.
And
if you're on the sign-up.
Okay, mm-hmm. And for that preliminary stuff, what do you go online?
Yeah, you'll go to the Hope Center's website, and there'll be a button there to click for Sign Up Genius.
That's HOPE, right?
Uh-huh, thehopecenter.org.
Okay, and that'll guide you to get that all figured out.
To Sign Up Genius, mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll get right back with Marie, who knows all and is sharing it on the upcoming All Ohio Balloon Fest. And we'll get back to more details. Right now, we'll take time out here for our good friends at Mosier Market. All right, and we are back with you here on my new Sunday morning gathering. I'm Tom Weeble. Been around the business for many years and done a few other things that I won't bore you with right now. And we call it Tom Weeble in Your Backyard. That's just a, a fun way to say I want to talk about things that are important for you here in Central Ohio. And with the help of my guest via phone today, Marie Woodford with the Marysville Journal Tribune helps to make this all happen. And we're focusing on a little bit on getting involved. So you've let's remind you one more time. The key word is hope, H-O-P-E. And what do you do to take part?
Just go to thehopecenter.org and click on Sign Up Genius, and there'll be different dates and times that we're needing help, and you can sign up there.
Now, what if you want to take a ride?
If you want to take a ride, go to allohiobloomfest.com, and there's a button for rides. You click on that, and it'll guide you to where you need to be.
And there is a, of course, a fee for that experience.
Yeah, it's there is a fee to ride in a balloon. It's $250 a person.
Mm-hmm. So you got to,
and it's quite the experience.
Right. Well, it's one of those once in a lifetime things, and
sure,
you'll have to make your decision on investing in that. But I can tell you from my own experience. Well, you've been up too. There is really nothing quite like it, I know I talk about it still from years back. And by the way, a little later here, I'll share a little sound effect of a ride I had that I think you'll find interesting. This is some way back. All right, so let me clarify. Now, to get to the airport. This is the Union County Airport. I keep wanting to say Marysville Airport. It's at Marysville. Am I correct
right.
saying it that
it's
way?
It's in Marysville, but it's called the Union County Airport.
And it's kind of close by to all the Scott's operations, right?
It is. Uh-huh.
Explain, let's say you're coming north from Columbus area, and you're on 33, so what's the best way?
If you come to 33, you just exit Scott's Lawn Road exit and turn left and follow the signs.
Simple as that, then. And if you're coming from the other direction, is it likewise pretty easy?
Oh, yeah. Okay. As long as you exit Scott's Lawn Road, you'll have signs that will direct you to the Weaver Road entrance where the parking is. You park right on the ground.
Okay. And we should let folks know that there is a little parking fee?
It's a $5 fee to park.
Okay. Just want to make sure folks aren't surprised by that.
Correct.
Now, we should say at this Balloon Fest, Marie, that there's a heck of a lot more beyond just helping them launch and maybe taking the ride. You can ride in a few other wonderful things too, including an aircraft or two.
Yeah, we have a helicopter ride and biplane will be there.
That's a two-winged aircraft.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Correct.
Is that biplane also an open cockpit aircraft?
I believe it is, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's correct. So that adds more adventure. They'll give you a helmet to wear, but there again is a great experience. And again, you sign up as you do for other rides?
Actually, you just sign up there. You pay there to do that. And those people come, and you just go to their booth and deal with them.
Okay. Same for helicopters?
Correct.
Okay. Let's see. And then if you want to just get part of the experience of ballooning, you can go up in what's called a tethered mode, right?
Yeah, you can go up in a tethered balloon, you just go up, you know, I don't know, maybe 30 foot, 30, 40 feet, and then you'll be over the entire event, and you can even shoot pictures from up there. It's kind of neat, actually.
Do you sign up early for that ride?
No, you pay there for that as well.
Okay. And, of course, there's always the caution of weather permitting. You get too much breeze, they have to respect that, right?
Yes, absolutely, because we want it to be a safe family event.
Too bad there's no food. I'm joking. Tell me about how you can stay comfortable.
Stay comfortable out at the airport?
By eating is where I'm going.
Oh, by eating. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be clever here. Go, but give us an idea what we'll be able to find.
All kinds of food vendors. We have deep fried Oreos this year. We have desserts. We have golly Ned's, hot dogs, hamburgers, lemon shake-ups, tacos, egg rolls, bourbon chicken, kettle corn. I mean, it just goes on and on. Euros. We have lots of food vendors.
Pardon me while I drool here. That's great. It's good to know. So that's a feature then. We'll be on hand. Then there's an event later, a little later, as the sun starts to go down, and this will be on each of these days, 11th, 12th, and 13th, as I understand. And tell us about that event. It's spectacular.
Yeah, well, I think you're talking about the night glow.
Sure am, yeah.
The night glow is where the balloons come back. They line up on the runway, and as the bands are playing, they light up to the music and to the beat of the music. It is just amazing. And you can see videos and photos on allohiobloomfest.com to take a look at what you can experience.
Okay. And by the way, that sound you'll hear quite a bit. And I'll come back after our next break here and add a little bit to that. But they pull their lever usually, and it's quite something to see, even in the daylight, of course. And that's what.
And it's a lot of BTUs. A lot.
Yeah, that's why they're called hot air balloons.
That's correct.
So you'll hear that. A lot, that sound. After the break, I had the chance to, go with a guy who wanted to land on water. And that's that's your tease after our upcoming break here. So that's great fun. The only other thing, I may have asked you this earlier off air, sometimes people like to chase these balloons. Now, that's not recommended if you've already parked your car and everything, but
correct.
I guess
it gets very, very busy. And if you've parked and you leave the parking, you'll have to pay to come back in and park again unless you're on one of the crew teams crewing a balloon.
So, but if folks just decide wherever they are, they want to do that, I guess it's legal as long as you're observing the usual traffic speed limits,
exactly. Et cetera.
And if you do that, keep your eyes on the road and let somebody else watch the balloon, I guess.
And there's lots of other things to do at the event after the balloon's launched, so you don't want to leave.
I would agree with you on that, yeah. I'm speaking more for myself. I've done that in the past. Uh-huh. But just in case that you absolutely can't stand it and have to do that, yes. But who knows where you might wind up? Depends on a whole lot of things. Okay, I take one more quick break for our friends at Mosier Market in Raymond, and we'll conclude with a few other reminders about the upcoming All Ohio Balloon Fest. So, Tom and Marie, and we're talking about a great event. Starts on the 11th of this month. That's just a few days away. It'll be a three-day event. Most folks, I think, are well aware of it. It's been going on Since when now, Marie?
Since 1975.
Oh, not bad. That's not bad for any event, you know. And
correct.
That's great. And of course, the newspaper in Marysville heavily involved, the Journal Tribune, and that's where Marie Woodford can be found often. So, and there's a Kevin Behrens we should mention, I think, who also has a pretty heavy role along with you.
Yeah, Kevin and I work together on the event, and then we recruit volunteers and get bands and get the balloonists. We have to pay all the balloonists that come.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you know, it's not free for us.
Well, understand. By the way, now I a fellow named Jim Jackson. This goes back a number of years, but I still have the recording of him. We were over Griggs Reservoir, very little wind that day. So he says, "Why don't we just touch down?"
It's well worth it. Did you say you had any? There's the sound. First time I heard the mixture of the gas sound and the water down here. Fishing pole to say we did it.
Right. That would be the ultimate, wouldn't it? We've had some friends that have landed on, I guess it was the Cedars Creek Reservoir, and they say the water patrol or whatever it is come over and give them a bad time because they didn't have a watercraft license on. So they lifted 2 inches off the surface of the water, and they says, "How's this? We're in the air. We've got an aircraft license."
Qualify for amphibian.
Okay, enough of that. But folks, don't worry. Nobody's going to try to land in the water, I don't think.
Right.
And they have enough control, folks, if you take the ride. They're good at getting down, landing, and it's usually quite gentle and under control. So have no fear if you decide to invest in a ride. Certainly you pay a fair amount of money because it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and it's not a cheap hobby, and we realize that, especially fuel costs involved. But come see them again Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the Union County Airport. Yes.
Tom, it's actually Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I misspoke there. Let's emphasize this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thanks for
August the 11th, 12th, and 13th.
And it's been going on for many years, and you'll hear from a lot of sources, I'm sure.
Yeah. Be sure and bring your lawn chairs.
Oh, good point. Yeah.
Yeah. No coolers, no firearms, and no pets allowed on government ground. And the airport is a government ground.
Okay. But therapy animals are okay, as usual, aren't
they?
Yeah,
service animals are fine.
Okay.
And just so you know, we couldn't put this event on without our sponsors. You know, Yuengling, Pepsi, Bluebird, Weeks Plumbing, Monarch Roofing. We could not, because this event costs a lot of money, mm-hmm. and we don't keep the money. We give it to Avalon and the Hope Center. And really, Thursday night, the entertainment, Brett Michaels and Night Ranger. And then Friday night, we've got Nico Moon. So it's well worth the stay.
I'm glad you brought that up. Brett Michaels, I, I think we know of him and those other great folk. Night Ranger, you said, and
right.
It's Nico Moon. Am I saying
Nico
that?
Nico Moon. He's kind of a reggae country artist.
And did I see a name? British Invasion.
British Invasion and The Groove and Jacked Up. I mean, we're going to think Ashley Best and Colleen Jane and Shane Stevens. We're going to have all of them.
Well done, Marie. Golly. And just in a,
I'm taking a vacation afterwards.
I don't blame you. Hey, I want to thank you before we wrap up here for getting me through my first edition. This is a you've had an information program in this slot and on our stage WDLR, but it's called Tom Weeble in Your Backyard. That simply means we'll get to things that are pretty important to you as we go along. In the future, you'll be hearing, for example, from Russ Martin, the Delaware County Sheriff, and you'll hear from a juvenile judge, and you'll get some features that I think you'll enjoy quite a bit. Down the road is an interesting airplane feature not attached to this. So that's pretty much the story. I should mention, you see some unique shapes of balloons, and they even have names like Darth Vader, Yoda, Coco the Clown, and on and on and on. So anything else you want to say about those?
A couple of things. First of all, we will have Darth Vader and Yoda here from Belgium. They're quite impressive balloons.
Wow. Okay.
And this year, for the first time, we'll have a father-son duo that have been involved with the Balloon Fest for years. And his son used to run around the runway waiting on his dad to inflate his balloon. Now his son is a pilot.
Time goes on.
Yeah, so it's kind of neat.
Okay. And and of course, the standard hot air balloons, and most of those are what, privately owned, I presume?
The round balloons are mostly privately owned, but they can be a corporate balloon. Like Swan Cleaners has a balloon, Honda Marysville has a balloon, and Fly Ohio Ballooning actually pilots those balloons for those companies.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it's pretty neat. But then, you know, we've got Coco the Clown, which is a private balloon, Daz, which is a private balloon. We've got a new balloon this year. It's called Peanut, and it's a huge elephant.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So there's lots of things to see, lots of things to do, and we would, you know, go to allohioballoonfest.com.
Okay, and get more information.
Get more info.
Okay. And don't forget again, remind us real quick, who benefits?
The Avalon Theater and the Hope Center. Our net proceeds are donated to them. Last year, we gave $15,000 to the Hope Center.
Wow, that's great. Well, Marie, thank you for talking us through this. Folks, you've got the picture there.
Thank you for having me.
And go and certainly enjoy it. Just reminding you, Tom Weeble back with you next Sunday at 9:30, and hope you'll rejoin us wherever you might be, and don't forget our good supporters there, Mosier Market up in Raymond. So that's pretty much the story, and golly, Marie Woodford, with your help, I've made it through program number one.
And you did a fine job.
Thank you very much, my dear. And
you're welcome.
To everybody else, have a good rest of this Sunday.